WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Some episodes back, last July as I recall, I talked about upper air soundings, the SKU-T chart, and inversions. Those inversions are often known as caps. A cap is a stable region of the lower troposphere that impedes convection in the planetary boundary layer from occurring. It is seen on a SKU-T as a layer where the temperature increases with height. The cap is determined as the maximum temperature difference between a parcel of air and the surrounding actual temperature in the lower troposphere. Caps come in three varieties. It is considered weak if the cap is 2 degrees Celsius or less, moderate if the cap is between 2 and 4 degrees Celsius, and strong if the cap is over 4 degrees. The cap is created by a number of events. Sinking air aloft will warm and create a cap. The horizontal advection of warm air aloft can create one. Shallow cold fronts often have a cap above the shallow cold air. And nighttime cooling of the Earth's surface will often create a cap. Identifying a cap and accurately forecasting how it will change is sometimes critical. Last Saturday, for example, much of the southeastern U.S. was under a moderate risk of severe weather with capes over 2,000, surface dew points above 70 degrees, and yet thunderstorms did not develop until the upper trough began to impact the area. The 18Z special sounding showed a cap that was about 4 degrees, and normal daytime heating alone just could not overcome it. The subtle features in analyzing the atmosphere are the ones to watch. Got a question about the weather? You can email it to question@weatherbrains.com.